These should be good times for the National Front Party. Conservative President Nicolas Sarkozy is struggling in the polls. The economy is stumbling, and illegal immigration, a key campaign theme for the far-right French party, which wants to end immigration altogether, also worries many French. Instead, the National Front is split internally and struggling to survive. It received slightly more than 10% of the vote in last year's presidential elections, one of its poorest showings in recent years. In this year's regional elections, it failed to capture a single seat. Nona Meyer, a political sociology analyst at the Paris-based research center, Cevipof, says the Front's octogenarian leader, Jean-Marie Le Pen, seems like a has-been.
There's not much opportunity at the present time for Jean-Marie Le Pen, even though, ideally, of course, the context is for him because there is discontent, dissatisfaction because of the economic situation.
The party is also about $13 million in debt from paying off campaign expenses of its candidates. It has slashed its staff and put Le Pen's bulletproof car and the party's headquarters up for sale. This month, it found a buyer for the building, located in the affluent Paris suburb of Saint-Cloud, a Chinese university which is reported to be paying up to $22 million. But during an interview at his family home, Le Pen refused to admit defeat or retirement anytime soon.
Il en est de la politique comme le sport.
Le Pen says politics is like sports. There are ups and downs for all parties, and he points to low periods for France's socialist and communist parties. He says his National Front Party is the only one representing true French nationalism. At 80 years old, Le Pen is the oldest party leader in France. His political life has surpassed many of his competitors. He's still vigorous and combative, but somewhat mellower than in the past. One far-right rival, Bruno Maigret, who split from Le Pen a few years ago, criticized him this year as being too politically correct.
Monsieur Sarkozy fait de la réforme médiatique.
But Le Pen has not softened when it comes to many of his favorite themes, like cracking down on immigration and crime, and criticizing President Sarkozy. He says Mr. Sarkozy is a disappointment. He's failed to keep his promises. He accuses the president of being too European and of deceiving his electorate. Le Pen was re-elected as his party's leader last November, and he does not appear to be contemplating retirement anytime soon. The Front is divided over who will succeed him, either his longtime deputy and fellow hardliner, Bruno Maigret, or Le Pen's youngest daughter, Marine, who has injected a note of youth and softness to the party. Analyst Nona Meyer.
The problem is that he's getting old, their leader, Jean-Marie Le Pen, and the party is completely divided on his succession. Will it be his daughter, Marine Le Pen, who has a good mediatic appeal? In the media, she's very good, but the old ones of the party contest her leadership, so that's the real problem, what's going to happen there. And also, for quite a while, the party has been dwindling down to nothing. And there's a moment where you cannot win elections if you have no staff behind you, if the activists are gone.
The National Front has faced hard times before. It split in the late 1990s. Le Pen himself has stirred anger in France for controversial remarks, like calling the Holocaust a detail in World War II 20 years ago. He got heavily fined for that remark, and he sparked new furor this year by repeating it. Critics also say he's a racist, which he denies. Across Europe, far-right parties have mixed support. They maintain a presence in countries like Switzerland, the Netherlands, and Austria. Recent polls also show the far-right Sweden Democrats will earn the 4% of votes needed to enter Swedish parliament in the next elections in 2010.
Oui, patriote. Le mot nationalisme ne me fait pas peur parce que je ne crois pas que le nationalisme.
Le Pen believes his party's values of family and patriotism will always resonate. But Meyer believes French are looking elsewhere. They may be disenchanted with the government, but that may be translated into rejecting politics altogether or being attracted by the rising young star of the far left, Olivier Besancenot. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.